I don't like the future. The tense is what I'm referring to. When you think about the future and hear about it in our world, it's so uncertain. You turn on the news and they keep on talking about catastrophes that are going to occur both in the political world, and then of course there's, you know, the world is going to melt in a couple of years because of global warming, population explosions, we won't have room to even walk on the face of the earth. I just don't like the future. And even the promise of heaven, while it's a great and a comforting promise, it's not here yet. And yet, the world is always trying to get us to focus on the future. And it begins, that training begins even with small children. Classical question you ask of a little child, what do you want to be when you grow up? As if they have to become something that they're not. As if they have to obtain something that they don't yet have. And that's why the scriptures are so comforting. Because as Colossians is a wonderful example, it doesn't speak of the future. It speaks of the past, something when we can be certain about because it already has occurred. It doesn't say that one day I'm going to be raised up. It tells me I have already been raised. I already have my life hidden with Christ. Not future. It's already accomplished. My old ways already have been put off. Spoken of in the aorist passive, it's not something I've accomplished, it's something Christ has accomplished for me. And again, an aorist I've put on him. Other passages of scripture are also wonderful in how they speak of our salvation not as something that's going to happen, but something that has already occurred. I always love Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And then these very interesting words, and he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places. Not future, past, already accomplished. And it's when we communicate to others what has already taken place that a transformation in our lives can begin, though until we die and are with Christ, it's not fully complete. But life in Christ is sort of like the healing process that takes place on our skin when we cut ourselves, or think of it more when we scrape ourselves really good. At first, you don't even want to touch the wound. It hurts so badly. But then something begins to take place, new skin, begins to grow underneath that scab. And the scab looks really ugly. But as life continues, you start picking at that scab. It's itching. You want to get rid of the ugliness so that you can see that new skin that's underneath. And I know it's not a perfect illustration because, you know, that skin is still sort of forming. But what we needed to communicate to people is not what they are going to become, but to reassure them of what they already are. One of the things that I'm noted for in my parish is I always like to ask the question, can you in some way describe yourself as being perfect? And would everybody here that can answer yes to that question please raise their hand? You're slow to do that. How many of you were baptized? Thank you very much. Now, how many of you in some way can describe yourself as being perfect? Every hand in this place ought to go up, or you guys don't understand what happened to you in your baptisms. When you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, do you see yourself the way God sees you and made you? Do you look in that mirror and say, what a wonderful and beautiful creature of God that I am? Or do you just see the scab that's formed over the new person that you are already? We have been raised up. And it is that knowledge that enables us, as we continue to traverse this world, to at least begin the process of removing the scab, that old person. To put off our old sinful ways, because we know that's not who we are anymore. We are something new and something beautiful in Christ. And yeah, we can't fully see that yet in this life. But it is our task as ministers of God's word to make sure people don't think that this is something that's going to happen to them. On the cross of Jesus Christ, in his death, and in his resurrection, when we are united to him in our baptisms, our salvation was already complete. We've already been raised up, and yes, we don't see it yet in all its glory. But when we realize that new person is already there, we'll want to start picking at that scab so that we can see the beautiful thing that we really are already in Christ. Amen.